Somebody who makes a dough combining flour of wheat and flour of rice. Now, flour of rice is not chayav in challah. Only flour of wheat is chayav in challah. And in this case, he combined the two, and he made a dough out of it. And he has less than the minimum shear from the flour of wheat. But the minimum shear to be chayav in challah is 5/4 of a kav of flour. And in this case, he has less than 5/4 of a kav of flour from the wheat, but combined with the flour from the rice, he would have the minimum shear to be chayav in challah. Im yesh batam dagan, chayav es b'challah. If this dough tastes like grain, you can taste the wheat in the dough. In such a case, you are obligated to separate challah, as even though flour from rice is not chayav in challah, but since the dough tastes like wheat, you are chayav to separate the challah from the dough. And if you make matzah out of this dough, and you eat the matzah on the first night of Pesach, you would have fulfilled your obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. Now, even though matzah must be made from the five grains, you can't make matzah from rice. And in this case, you combine flour of rice with flour of wheat. Since this dough tastes like wheat, you would have fulfilled your obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, even if most of the dough is from the flour of rice. And the flour of wheat is only a minority in the dough. Even so, if you make matzah out of it, you have fulfilled the obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. And since the dough tastes like wheat, and there is some flour of wheat in the dough, even though it's a minority, that is good enough to make matzah for the first night of Pesach. Then ain't but tam dagan, ain't a chayves b'challah, v'ain adam yoytzeba yidei chavasu b'pesach. But if when you taste the dough, it does not taste like the wheat, it tastes like the rice instead, in such a case, you are not obligated to separate the challah, as rice is not chayav in challah. And so too, if you make matzah out of it, and you eat that matzah the first night of Pesach, you would not have fulfilled the obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, as matzah must be made from the five grains, not from rice, and even though there is some flour of wheat mixed in with the rice, but since the dough does not taste like wheat, you cannot make matzah out of it for the first night of Pesach. Somebody who takes some sourdough from dough that the challah had not yet been separated from it. So this sourdough is chayav in challah. And he put the sourdough into dough that the challah had been separated from it already. So therefore you have a mixture of sourdough which is chayav in challah with some other dough which is no longer chayav in challah. Now the sourdough alone does not have a shear to be chayav in challah. The sourdough alone is not 5/4 of a kav, which is the minimum shear for challah. But since it came from a dough which did have the minimum shear of challah, this sourdough would remain chayav in challah even after you mix it in with some dough that the challah had already been separated from it. So how do you separate the challah from the sourdough alone? So the Mishnah explains, Em yesh lo parnasa mimakom acher, ma'isi lefi chesed. If you have some other dough which the challah had not yet been separated from it, and if you combine that other dough with the challah, you would have the minimum shear of 5/4 of a kav. In such a case, you can go ahead and separate the challah from the other dough and have in mind that the challah you're taking from the other dough should potter up for this sourdough as well, and that way, this sourdough would no longer be chayav in challah since you have taken challah from the other dough and had the sourdough in mind. Bitim lav, but if you can't find any other dough which is chayav in challah that you can combine with the sourdough, you have no choice but to take the entire challah from the dough that the sourdough is mixed up with. And even though that dough is no longer chayav in challah, but since you mix into it sourdough which is chayav in challah, you have no choice but to take the entire amount of challah, which is 1/24 of the dough, and to separate it and give it to the kohen in order to potter up the sourdough.